With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. There are about 2.5 billion Christians in the world, and the vast majority of them are celebrating the resurrection today. Easter services in conflict zones will be muted. In Israel, security measures are limiting the number of people who can gather for fear of Iranian missiles. Meanwhile, here in the U.S., churches are expecting their largest crowds of the year. A U.S. service member missing since Iran shot down an American fighter jet last Friday is now rescued. Reaction from the White House?
President Trump says the aviator is injured, but, quote, will be just fine, unquote. Mr. Trump also wrote in a social media post early Sunday that the rescue operation involved, quote, dozens of aircraft, unquote. U.S. forces rescued a second crew member earlier. The frantic search and rescue operation unfolded after the jet crashed Friday as Iran promised a reward for anyone turning the aviator in.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. A key agency has approved President Trump's White House ballroom project. White House correspondent Greg Clugston fills us in on that.
The National Capital Planning Commission approved the project despite a federal judge's order halting construction unless Congress gave its approval. The Trump-appointed chair of the commission said the agency went ahead with the vote because the judge's ruling affects construction activities, but not the planning process. During a public comment period, comments were overwhelmingly opposed to the ballroom, which is estimated to cost $400 million and will rival the size of the executive mansion. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Workers at one of the nation's largest meatpacking plants plan to return to work this coming week and halt a 3-week strike in order to resume negotiations with the plant's owner. The strike by thousands of workers at the Swift Beef Company plant in Greeley, Colorado, began on March 16th. This is SRN News. The Justice Department is investigating whether California and Maine violate the rights of female inmates when they house them with men. The investigation will focus on the California Institution for Women in San Bernardino County and the Central California Women's Facility in Madera, as well as the Maine Correctional Center in Windham. Both states have policies saying inmates should be housed in a facility consistent with their so-called gender identity. The DOJ has released a statement saying, quote, it will not allow women incarcerated in jails or prisons to be subject to unconstitutional risk of harm. The Chicago Bulls have cut guard Jaden Ivey after he criticized the NBA for promoting the LGBT agenda. Ivey called the league's devotion to gay pride, quote, unrighteous, in a post on Instagram, adding, they proclaim gay pride on billboards and in the streets, so how is it one can't speak righteousness? Bulls coach Billy Donovan says Ivy's comments don't reflect the values of the league. This is SRN News. Another historic milestone for an NBA rookie. Correspondent Bob Agnew fills us in.
Cooper Flagg has scored 51 points to become the first teenager to reach the 50-point mark in an NBA game. The rookie number one pick of the Dallas Mavericks scored 24 points in the fourth quarter alone in a 138-127 loss to the Orlando Magic. Flagg's previous career high was 49. Bob Agner reporting.
The new space movie Project Hail Mary, starring Ryan Gosling, is getting rave reviews more than halfway to the moon. Canadian astronaut Jeremy Hansen said Saturday that he and his Artemis II crewmates got to watch the film with their families before launching for the lunar fly-around. He said it was real fun watching the movie while getting ready for his own blast-off. Gosling, a fellow Canadian, sent best wishes to the four astronauts ahead of the liftoff Wednesday. They are to reach their destination on Monday, fly by the moon, and start coming back home. This is SRN News.